Amazon Cloud Drive is out there in the wild. Let's talk about details and risks. So Amazon has finally released its Dropbox / Google Drive / SkyDrive killer. It lets you save files to Amazon storage systems right on your Windows or Mac desktop through a local folder that gets synced automatically. Few notes. The first 5 gigabytes of storage are free and then you start paying. It is separate from your the usual Amazon S3 storage, and no sharing through links exists yet, but I expect it will be added in the future. Take note and check the terms and conditions of use. It looks like they allow Amazon disclose what you put there rather easily. Now, another question that becomes prevalent is how should we address the variety of cloud storage systems running all on our desktops? Should we just stick to one? And that's my choice for now. Should we split it across several? Should we use apps that consolidate all cloud drives into a single unit and get into the same risks which RAID 0 has for, you know, local disk systems? That is, one disk is gone and our data is a mess. All this tightly coupled web-accessible, cloud-based, desktop-integrated content highlights a relevant security risk factor. That is, attacks which could penetrate through one end, say through web URL exploitation tactics, and end up much easier and in the other side, which is the desktops we own or other users' desktops. Now, Amazon Cloud Drive is almost 62 megabytes of download, and you can get it right here on the blog. Just click on the link. Question is, will you use Amazon Cloud Drive, and how?